From Tibbetts on October 4th, 2014, this is Apple Updates Bash for the Shellshock Vulnerability by Adam C. Angst. In a quick fix for the Shellshock Vulnerability, Apple has released updates to the Bash shell for the three most recent versions of OS X, 10.7 Lion, 10.8 Mountain Lion, and 10.9 Mavericks. We presume the next beta release of 10.10 Yosemite will also include the fix. Oddly, the updates are not available via software update, but you can download and install the appropriate one from Apple's support downloads page. No reboot is required. Installing the patch updates Bash in Mavericks from 3.2.51 to 3.2.53. You can determine your version before and after with this command in terminal, bash space dash dash version. If you have modified /etc/profile or /etc/bashrc, be sure to back up those files before installing the update, since Apple overwrites both. In the initial version of this article, I explained how to test for several of the vulnerabilities involved in Shellshock, but I subsequently wrote a more comprehensive article that shows how to test for all six of the currently known Shellshock vulnerabilities. Read that if you want to confirm that Apple's patches are effective. The quick summary is that OS X Bash Update 1.0 appears to address the known vulnerabilities with one ambiguous result. Those still running 10.6 Snow Leopard or earlier must jump through an additional hoop to patch Bash, since Apple's installers won't work on Snow Leopard due to version number checking. Jorge Camaro has modified the version checking script in the 10.7 Lion version of the update to allow installation in older versions of Mac OS X. Try his version for older Macs. If you'd prefer to work at the command line, we've also run across instructions for updating Bash manually in 10.4 Tiger and later. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.